Well, now for some business news. For the second month in a row, Chinese manufacturing numbers are down, and China could miss its annual growth target for the first time since the Asian financial crisis in 1998. So what is going on, and what will it mean for the U.S. economy? Joining us to talk about it is Marty Schenker, executive editor at Bloomberg News. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. And how serious of a slowdown are we looking at right now in China?
Well, I think you really have to put it in perspective. Even if China slows down to a projected 7% growth, that's a growth rate that would please almost every developed economy throughout the world.
Well, what's going on right now? I mean, it's certainly, 7%, of course, we'd be very happy with that, but that it's slower than what they've seen in China.
It is, and what they're trying to do is a very delicate operation of balance. The Chinese leadership has been trying to rein in some bubbles showing up in real estate and housing prices domestically and severely restricted access to credit. At the same time, they have to make sure that domestic demand rises and that their economy keeps growing to keep a growing middle class growing. So it's a very delicate balance they're trying to orchestrate here.
Well, but what about this slowdown, Marty? I mean, it's a global economy. We buy their stuff. They buy even some of our stuff these days. How much are we in the United States responsible for a slowdown in manufacturing in China?
Well, it's clear that a growing U.S. economy is going to be helpful to China and the rest of the world. As a matter of fact, people lose sight of the fact the United States is still twice as large as the Chinese economy. And a 1 percentage point increase in American GDP could offset any significant slowdown in China. So the key thing is, how do you make sure that the U.S. continues to grow?
Well, what do you think the Chinese government is going to do? I mean, I know that no premier wants to be the first since 1998 to see a drop in to see growth targets missed.
That's true, but they have signaled that growth is not going to be the only measurement by which they judge and evaluate how they're doing. They want to see domestic conditions improve for the middle class in China. And if it means sacrificing growth to increase incomes and increase domestic demand, they'll do that. And that's a significant departure from the past. I would not de-emphasize the difficulty in balancing such a large economy as China's.
What does this mean here in this country? If we do continue to see slowdown in China, what does it mean to the United States economy, to our recovery, which is still seen by many as relatively fragile at this point?
Well, one of the things that obviously a lot of people are aware of is China has been buying a lot of the U.S. government debt. And any significant reduction in demand for U.S. debt would be difficult to assess in terms of how high our interest rates will go. And certainly Ben Bernanke has indicated that the U.S. economy seems to be gaining some momentum and has caused a spike up in interest rates. You certainly don't want Chinese demand for American debt to decline. And so that's why an improving U.S. economy is very important for both our domestic consumption and China's consumption.
Marty Schenker, executive editor at Bloomberg News, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And in a minute, the Texas legislature is back in session. We'll be joined by NPR's Charlie Mattesian to talk about that. We're back in a minute, here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.